Hello, dear listener. Thank you for tuning in. My name is Kim Ho-Lung, and I come to you from Vilcabamba, which is in the southern part of Ecuador. You may know me, or you may not, but I've been living here for more than 10 years with my family. Over the last years, I've been writing about my passion, which is personal growth, leadership, and basically everything that sparks my joy. Recently, I felt a call to do something differently, to recreate myself. And what came to me was that I needed to use my voice for this. So today, it's my first podcast, my first spoken word message to you. And I appreciate you for being here with me. This morning, I went up on a little hike into the mountains. And I don't know about you, but nature has such a strong energy, such a presence. So when I walked for a couple of minutes, I realized that the topic I want to talk about today automatically came to me. And that's the wondrous thing of nature, or being out, or, you know, being away from your home or being away from work, that ideas automatically come to you. So what I want to share today is about the holy space, or the sacred spot. It's a reference to one of my inspirations, Joseph Campbell. He was referring to the sacred spot of a place in your life, whether inside your home or outside your home, where you can feel safe, where you can be alone by yourself, where you can do something joyfully and inspiring. This holy spot is needed for us ourselves to rejuvenate, to come back to ourselves, and basically to also to tune out a little bit, you know, to sit in this space of sacredness, this space of quietude and stillness. This holy space can take any form you like. Maybe you get still when you paint, or you get inspired when you dance, or maybe you do some sports, you go out running, or you listen to music, or you love to cook. This sacred space is super important for all of ourselves to remember who we are, to return to ourselves. And one of my sacred spaces is listening to music. I noticed that I haven't listened to music for maybe more than 10 years. Well, I had listened to music, but not in a way that I did when I was in my 20s. At that time, I was buying records, I was making little audio tapes or mini discs at that time, and making compilations of my favorite music. And I remember that the music gave me so much inspiration, so much energy. It really lit up a fire within. And at that time, so 20 years ago, it was also a very pivotal time for me. I remember I was 22 years old, and I was there you know, probably like you, when you were that age, exploring life, discovering what your joys are, discovering what you're not like. And one of the things that I discovered was my passion for music. And I came to realize the depth of music, that there actually was a kind of spirituality to it. So during those days I was listening to soulful house music, to hip-hop, to soul, jazz dance, rap music, those kind of music, and I felt happy, I felt filled up, I felt elevated. Fast forward 20 years later, I came to rediscover this sacred space within me, and there is so much to it, to find some time during the day for yourself and engage yourself in that activity with full presence, with joy, with effortlessness, which is super important. So today I'd like to share one of my dear songs, which is by an English broken beat jazz, you know, it's a crossover electronical music band called Four Hero, and in 1998 they created an album which is called Two Pages, and one of the songs is called Star Chasers, and this song became my mantra, this song became my energy, my biggest inspiration, and I'd like to share that with you after I have ended my transmission so that you can enjoy this music and also return to silence. So for today, this is the transmission that got through me. I don't know where it goes, but it's an experiment, and I'm happy that I follow up on that. And I'd like to ask you, what is your sacred space? What is your holy spot? What is that activity where you can go to replenish yourself, to get filled up, to get inspired? Share with me in the comments below, and I look forward to meet you next time. Have a wonderful day, and hasta luego.
Trying to chase the sun. yourself with your heart, not your mind. Looking up to the sky. Destination, truth, understanding. Escaping the circle of life.